Shabbat shalom. When I was back in college, a group of fine art graduate students were sitting on the stairs to my dorm. As I passed by, I heard one of them say, "I am putting a large swath of blue just across the top with a few edges of green-hued aqua. But I'll make sure that it is thickly painted so that it will stick up and make rough points." Then another added, "Well, if you do that, we need to put brown swirls at the bottom with yellow lines weaving through. That will add some needed dissonance to the composition. We could use our fingernails to scratch them in." My curiosity led me to stop and ask, "What are you working on? Can I see it?" One of them looked up in surprise at me and, in all seriousness, responded, "That depends on your ability to perceive art internally. We are working on our final project of our modern art class. It is a theoretical piece. It exists in great detail, but only in the mind." At first, this seemed like a joke. How silly these art majors are. But over time, I have come to appreciate the value of being able to construct masterpieces in the mind. Isn't that just what we were doing over these high and holy days? Imagining in great detail how life could be if we were all at our best? We were immersed in prayers and personal meditations that directed us to imagine a better year ahead and a better world ahead. And I truly believe such visualizations can lead to self-improvement and tikkun olam. Our thoughts lead to words, our words lead to our actions, and our actions determine our character. Over Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we reflected upon who we've been in this past year and who we want to be. We imagined a new picture of ourselves, our communities, and our world. But Yom Kippur is over, and we need to start putting our plans into action, or we risk becoming like the students on the steps, imagining a work of art that doesn't really exist. If we plan without taking action, we create our own theoretical works of art, but we don't change anything. As the Midrash teaches, there was once a poor country woman who had many children. They were always begging for food, but she didn't have enough for all of them. One day, she found an egg. She called out, "Children, we have nothing to worry about anymore. I found an egg. And since I am a good planner, we won't eat the egg. But I'll ask my neighbor to place the egg underneath her sitting hen until a chick hatches. And then the chick will grow into a chicken, and she will lay more eggs. And then we'll have even more chickens and more eggs. Since I am a good planner, we will not eat the chickens or the eggs, but we'll sell the chickens for a heifer. And then I'll raise the heifer into a cow. And then we'll have cow's milk and cheese. And in time, the cow will have calves and will grow into more cows. But because I am a good planner, we won't eat the cows. I'll sell some of them to buy a field. Then we will have property and animals, and we won't need anything anymore." As the poor country woman laid out her plans, she unconsciously began playing with the egg, tossing it from one hand to the other, until it fell and broke. We all have the experience of dreaming and planning rather than taking action. But sometimes our plans to move our lives forward are so abstract, they become a theoretical exercise. Yom Kippur ends, Sukkot and Simchat Torah follow, and we get back to our everyday lives and everyday choices. In our minds, We have made all kinds of changes, but were we to track our actual behaviors, we may not have changed at all. There is a kind of delay between our desire to change for good and our not being so good at change. My sister and I had a good laugh recently when she told me about a recent NPR program that she was listening to about healthy eating. She felt really inspired by the theories and ideas presented by the program's guest, and she found herself nodding along in agreement with the suggested strategies for healthy eating, yet all along, she was eating a donut. So we laughed. This is all too human. The mind is ahead of the action that the body takes. We all do this. It's natural. Plans often take a while to unfold and become realities. Yet we need to pay attention to when we are delaying unnecessarily and need to push ourselves to start taking the first steps towards integrating our plans for change. While our blueprint for change that we imagined over the High Holy Days can be a touchstone that we return to for inspiration, strength, and direction, we cannot simply reflect upon these plans. We need to put them into action to take the steps that we charted out towards leading to a better future. Planning and dreaming are important. They keep us going, especially in these times, as we imagine what the world could be. May we engage in the actions necessary to help make our dreams a reality. May we bring into existence a more beautiful, peaceful, tolerant, accepting, and compassionate world. Kein Hiratzon. May it be God's will. Shabbat Shalom.